Right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's meet the godfather of weather, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm okay. I mean, we had it was weird. We didn't have many downpours this weekend, but when we had downpours, they were unbelievable. And also, I didn't check the radar this morning. Everything was coming in off the ocean and heading back to the northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
And because of this low pressure system off the Mid Atlantic coast. And today, the precipitation will be similar but not exact. Precipitation today will be coming in from the south southeast and moving north northwest.
Okay.
The heaviest rain today should line up from New Jersey westward into Pennsylvania. Now, that's not to say that when you hop over the New Jersey border into the lower Hudson Valley, there's not going to be any heavy rain. There could be easily. In fact, most of the area get heavy rain, but the heaviest should stay to the west of us. Very soupy day, 80 degrees. Shower, thunderstorm here and there tonight, 65 to 70 for tomorrow. The activity will not be as widespread, but still, sun and clouds, moderately humid, shower, thunderstorm, low 80s. By Wednesday, moderately humid, partly sunny, I don't see any rain, we're close to 90. Thursday, partly cloudy, humid, maybe a late day thunderstorm, I'm thinking, said mid-80s, I'm thinking at least 90, and by Friday, we're in the low 90s with showers and thunderstorms again. Another front will be approaching late week. If it stalls, it can mean at least part of the weekend's lousy. If it doesn't, maybe we'll luck out. But I don't see any strong indications now of a spell of decent weather coming our way. And decent, to me, means at least partly sunny, no rain, not hot, and reasonable humidity.
Well, maybe we'll get rid of all this stuff before Labor Day weekend and have a good Labor Day weekend.
Well, maybe. Because Labor Day weekend's not that far away, right?
Yeah.
What do you got? Three, four weeks, yeah.
So maybe we can break out of this pattern by Labor Day.
It's a possibility. I haven't been looking that far ahead, but that is a possibility. Let me tell you about our lake picnic.
I want to hear about this. Did you get down for us there?
Let's start with the phone call Friday afternoon from the social director.
Yes, Gary.
Right. And he says, Pat, my weather app says a thunderstorm at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Saturday. And I was silent. And he goes, what do you say? And I was very blunt. I said, all day rain. He goes, what? I said, you heard me. All day rain, 1 to 2 inches. He goes, how could you be so different? I said, how could you be so stupid? Just like that. He goes, what do you mean? I said, how could you be so stupid not to avail yourself of my service, which is free, and use a stupid app on your phone? He goes, well, they've always been very accurate, as the name says. I said, well, you go with it, Gary. So we met down there. Well, we had the movie night Friday night. Great turnout. About 35 people. And it worked. They just loved the movie, Birdcage. Then Saturday, we met at the field to set up all the tables. It's pouring rain, pouring rain. And he just looked at me and he says, what do you think? Are we going to get at least a window of no rain? I said, what's a window to you? He goes, oh, 4 or 5 hours. I said, nope. So he goes, it is what it is. We went back to the cabin. Went to the picnic about 1:30. There's your window. And I went over to him and I said, Gary, I said, they have horseshoes going out there. You have this game going out over here. He goes, yeah. I said, you have 2 hours. And he looked at me, he goes, 2 hours? I said, yep. So he goes up on the stage and he announces that all outdoor activities must be completed within 2 hours because his meteorologist warned them. Well, needless to say, in 2 hours, all heck broke loose. And it poured until, that was about 3 o'clock, it poured until 7 when the band got there. And I was waiting in line for food in the mud with an umbrella. And he came over to me and he said, my dance partner Helen was by me. And he said, I will never, ever, ever rely on that app again. And she turned around and she said, I learned that 30 years ago. Yes. And he walked away. So meanwhile, you're online with the food, folks, and you have your umbrella, you're waiting, you get up to where the food is, the tent is lined up with the food, so the water is cascading off the tent and into the food. Oh, now you have to get, you have to try to hold your umbrella and get the food on the plate at the same time because nobody's serving you. And you do that, but now you need dishes to go on top of the food because by the time you get back to the table, there's a good chance that your food's going to be soaking wet. And the mud was about 2 to 4 inches thick. So needless to say, I left my Shirley at the cabin. I was not bringing her to this fiasco. And we shot our movie, the part of the movie where Elena had to sing. We did that about 20 to 10. We stayed till the band left at 11 and in the car, through the mud, back to the cabin. And then yesterday, we're out.
I was thinking of you on Saturday evening. When it that heavy rain hit here a little later than you, but it literally was heavier than a car wash.
Yeah.
I was amazed at how it was just coming down. It almost looked like there was fog out. There was so much rain.
And Marshall, you know, because you've been talking to me all last week, you know I've been saying they should have listened to me about this picnic, you know? And even though they had tents and everything set up, they should have started making phone calls and say, you know, we've been advised to try to do this the following week, you know, and see if they can get the vendors and everybody to go the following week. It would have been so much better. People will always remember this picnic as the picnic that got flooded out. And obviously my voice is raspy because I had to speak above the band,
yeah.
which was very, very, very loud. And needless to say, not only waiting online for the food, but after you wait online for the food, what a disappointment. It was the most bland food I've ever tasted. If I had to give, someone said to me, what stands out the best of that picnic? I would say the Italian ices.
That's it.
Oh, and they had cornholes? Is that what they call it? That game?
Yeah, with
the bags? They had those set up in the middle of the dance floor under the tent. It started at 1:30, and they had them play that till 7 p.m. So you could not cross from one side of the tent to the other because you'd be in their way. So every time you wanted to go around, let's say you wanted to talk to somebody, you had to take your umbrella, go out in the pouring rain around the tent to try to even speak to somebody.
And a great time was had by all. Well, Pat, things will be better.
They sure will be now that I'm home.
Yep. All right. I'll check with you tomorrow morning.
All righty, Marsh. You have a good one.
Goodbye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.